the first words are the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, like staring at a blank page, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to write about the Civil War? Like, I don't know. Where do you begin talking about the Civil War? Right?
Uh-huh.
And once you kind of get into the groove, it's really easy. It's the same thing with creating content.
Welcome to the closing table. You've found a mastermind for real estate, mortgage, and pros from related industries with a commitment to reach more people, provide more value, and create a genuine rapport with clients, partners, and teammates. This is where the deal is done. It's time to take your seat at the closing table with your host, Brian Weiss.
So I'm very excited today to have a guest with us, Joe Wilson, who, you know, we met many, many years ago. We both work at the same company. You at that time were running Simple Nexus, or I don't even remember what you're doing.
Yeah. I was running sales and marketing for Simple Nexus at the time. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So that's it. Feels like a lifetime ago.
That does feel like a lifetime ago for sure.
But we became fast friends and, you know, kept in touch over the years and your career involved. We reconnected around Social Coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have a ton of questions about how that works and why and what led you to that. So let's start with that. Like, I know your career has sort of evolved, but what sort of led you to create, develop, start Social Coach for our industry?
Yeah, thank you. I've been part of the mortgage industry since forever. So I think it was 2005 when I first got into the business. So, you know, going on 20 years here. Well, not 20 years. I guess that's 17, 18 years now. But, so was a loan officer to begin with and hopped over the tech side. And so I've always been in sales and marketing on software that has been, you know, all about the mortgage business. So that's like literally all I know. And maybe that's not that great, but that's like kind of just the space that I found myself in. And I love it. You know, the mortgage business is so dynamic. It's so interesting. We got straight up just a bunch of really amazing entrepreneurs out there that are sometimes W-2'd, sometimes their own shop. And it's just like a unique, fun industry that's fueling a large part of the US economy and helping people get into homes. And I just love it. But I was attending so many different mortgage conferences, and I felt like every topic in every session, whether it was marketing or sales or compliance or legal or operations, something about social media always came up with all of these. And I didn't understand that there was no solution available for it. So I started talking to marketing leaders, to compliance leaders at some of the largest companies. I was like, how come there's no solution for this? And what do you need? And that's kind of how the thought of Social Coach really came about, was how do we automate social media for loan officers of all phases, right? Whether they're a low producer that wants to grow their business, or, you know, someone who's just kind of like growing it and doing really well and wants some more consistency, or in a lot of those guys even who are doing really, really well with social, but they want to have more content go out. And then also helping these marketing teams really scale their efforts. They'll, historically, they just don't have enough people or enough time or investment to help all of their teammates. And so we wanted to figure out a way to make that happen. So it's kind of like the origin story of how we even thought of this idea.
Well, and the compliance piece is something that's unique to our industry, right? I mean, if we were selling, you know, widgets online, we could post whatever we want and not have an issue, right? But it's the policing of the content, and loan officers will say a lot of crazy stuff. So you gotta keep an eye on them. And that's a big component of what you do, right? Or what you
talk about. It is. So that was one of the biggest things that, you know, we really needed to focus on, was companies want to have more exposure. They want to have more help for their loan officers, and they want the loan officers to be authentic and say what they want to say, but within reason, right? So we built this compliance module on top of this that allows compliance teams or legal teams or marketing teams to have a proactive filter on top of everything that's going to get said out there, right? Because all that more exposure is more liability for you when you have renegade loan officers saying, I've got the lowest rate in town, or I can give you a free appraisal or whatever. You know, you can't just go out and say whatever you want, especially in today's regulatory environment. So this kind of tool allows you to say, all right, there are words and phrases that are sometimes okay, sometimes not okay, but it's just contextual, right? I can say, hey, come down to this park, I got free ice cream, but I can't say I'll give you a free loan. So that, you know, like that's okay. Sometimes not, right? So we'll let that post and then we'll review it when it's late, later in the day. But there are certain words and phrases you can never say, like I've got the lowest rate. Like, you can't say that as a loan officer. You're not allowed. So we block that from going out there. So you can be confident as an executive or as a compliance manager that any content that's going out there is going to be compliant. So I'm not going to have a fire to put out every day.
That makes perfect sense. That makes the attorneys really, really happy. So when you say you're automating it for loan officers, like what does that mean? Does that mean you're automating the distribution? Does that mean you're creating content?
It's a little bit of everything, honestly. So we do have a content team, a really fantastic content team that is all for the mortgage business. So we get how to really speak mortgage and to create content that's going to help each company we work with. And we create really fantastic content for each of those different organizations we work with. That's all unique for them. But the automation piece really is there's evergreen content that can go out. That might be, you know, motivational quotes, might be product tips. It might be FAQs, mortgage process.
Leadership.
Exactly.
You could use it anytime. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. And so depending on the loan officer's preference, the marketing team at these companies can have it go directly out to their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter without any manual intervention from the loan officer. Now, there are others, though, that want to have a little more control, put their own personal spin on it. So we've got a great mobile app that allows them to receive that as a push notification, say, hey, Brian, it's time to post, and here's exactly which one to post. Now take it and put your own spin on it. And that's
so
where
they can take your content, edit it before it goes out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And most time it takes is like a minute to put it their own spin on it, right? It's and then with one tap post out to all their platforms.
That's awesome. That's yeah. Awesome.
I think so.
Now, what if I, you know, not me, I'm like, I wouldn't do this, but what if a loan officer or a branch manager wants to just write their own content? Like, is there an arm of your company that is distribution only? Like I can go in and create the own posts and schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. So through our dynamic mobile app, you can create your own content. So you can cut video, you can just upload a picture from your camera roll, you can even take a picture, write your caption, and then distribute out to your those same platforms that we discussed earlier.
I can schedule it over time, right? So I can block some time on a Saturday morning. Yep. And schedule my posts for the week so I don't have to think about it until next Saturday.
So right? If you want to upload 4 or 5 videos and then just schedule it for later, go for it. It's that easy. You really could do just exactly what you said. And we're seeing a lot of people do that. And it's really cool, encouraging to see. I wish we had more though. I think that there's you know an element to a lot of loan officers that it's tough to create content. You know,
yes.
And so it's difficult to sit down and get started. So I think a lot more loan officers like to edit what we have versus create their own content. But I love it when people create their own content. So I want to see more of that.
Yeah. It's just the time involved, right? I mean, that's the challenge for all of us, the time involved.
Well, it's like starting, you know, it's like when you were in college or high school and you had to write an essay. The first words are the hardest. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, like staring at a blank page, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to write about the Civil War? Like, I don't know. Where do you begin talking about the Civil War? Right. Uh-huh. And once you kind of get into the groove, it's really easy. It's the same thing with creating content. And I know you see the same thing, dude. You know, we all start and it's a little rough. You're not really sure what you're going to say. But then, like, over time, it just becomes second nature and it's so much easier to do. And I that's one of the things I really admire about you, Brian, is that. You know, you went out there and you're like, I'm gonna figure this out and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do it really, really well. And you, like everybody else, I mean, if you go scroll back on my Instagram feed and look at the very first videos I did, it's like cringeworthy, you know? But now they look pretty decent.
The start is always the hardest, right? You gotta get in the reps, get comfortable, and then you gotta tweak the systems and eventually it starts to look like something. And for me, I feel like I'm an older guy, right? So I felt like I had a lot of catch up to do. So that's why I invested a ton of time, ton of money on coaches, mentors, classes, webinars, like whatever I could get into the last 18 months in order to still to you know, kind of catch up to the younger generation, like guys your age.
Nah, I don't feel like I'm that much younger than you. You're a full guy. That's awesome.
So what platforms will Social Coach post to?
Yeah, so we'll do a Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And you know, there are some limitations, just to be transparent. Like Facebook requires you, just their APIs require you to do a Facebook page. And you know, honestly, Facebook pages are cool for a lot of things. It's harder to get followers to follow your, you know, Joe Wilson loan officer page, but you can always share it back to your personal profile. And then Instagram is your Instagram account. You just got to make it a professional account. It's super easy and free. And then LinkedIn's LinkedIn, Twitter's your Twitter. So as long as you're going to pay $8 a month to Elon Musk for your blue check mark, you can have it.
What do you think about that? I mean, I'm sure you're doing it just because that's the world you play in, but
yeah,
you know, world is going to jump in and pay $8 a month for Twitter?
You know what? I actually think that people will.
Okay.
And, you know, I think there are so many things in our lives that we pay for now that we could not fathom paying for 10, 15 years ago. And I actually was talking about this the other day because I was very early on to cutting the cord for cable. Like, I'm just not a big TV watcher. Mm-hmm. I was like, I got Netflix. Netflix went from DVD only to streaming, you know, what, 2012, 2013, something like that. And, you know, it was, and so we paid just a little bit for that. And then now I feel like I'm paying for Hulu and for Peacock and
Netflix
TV and like Netflix and all these things. And I'm paying like 10x what I was paying for cable before. And it's like, I got rid of cable because it was too expensive. Now I'm paying for all these different streaming devices. And, you know, and it's like, you're paying for this stuff and you would think that you wouldn't pay for, you know, streaming with and still have to see ads. And yet now we're seeing ads, you know, and there's a reduced cost for Netflix to have an ad. And it's like, you know, and we get conditioned to pay for things that we weren't used to paying for. So I think the blue check mark is just one of those, to be a verified account, to know that it's coming, my content is coming from me, not somebody else.
Right. Right. And it's not some fake account somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what that means, right? So maybe I don't even fully understand what the verified account means.
The blue check, it's a verified account. So yeah. Basically, it's like, you know, it was reserved in the past, and it's on Instagram as well, right? And that's like, hey, this, you get the blue check mark. That means you've made it. You know, you've got 10,000 followers. You know, they've verified that you are who you say you are. I don't know. I don't have 10,000 followers, so I'm not verified on Instagram, and I don't plan on being verified on Instagram at this point because. And we can get to that later, but you know, I think that that's basically what it is like, it's just some additional clouts. That's what it has been historically. So I think Twitter is changing that narrative though, and saying that this is really like your almost like your business listing, right? Like, it's my verified business listing of this is my official account. And I think we will all get accustomed to paying for it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We'll see. Time will tell.
Yep. Well, I'll let you try it first. And then if you do it, say it's good, then I'll do it.
All right. That'll work. We'll see how it goes.
I know social media, video, like this whole digital presence thing is ever evolving. So what do you see as the trends that people should be paying attention to today, as well as, you know, things we need to look out for in the near future? I mean, Twitter is obviously one of them, but there are the changes coming in Twitter, but what else do you see, or what else should we be researching, watching for?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, you know, and we get a lot of data on content and how it's working for all of our clients across all of our companies that work with us. And what we're seeing is two major trends. One is educational content, while not as engaging, you know, you don't get the vanity metrics that you would like to see with educational content. It is the stuff that actually gets click-throughs though. It's the stuff that converts more than other content, but it doesn't get the as good of vanity metrics, the likes, the comments, it reshares, things like that. But that's the type of content that shows, is particularly in the mortgage industry, is the stuff that it's the content that actually shows your referral partners that you know what you're talking about and that you're a resource to go to have your loan closed quickly, efficiently, with the best products, the best rates, et cetera. So it's, in our space, educational content, while boring and doesn't get good engagement, is actually really great for your personal brand and really great for converting potential referrals or clients into actual clients.
Engagement, likes, comments, I mean, those things are all great. And those are the metrics that are easy to measure. To me, how I measure success in a video or a social post is, did somebody send me a message or call me as a result of it? Like, to me, that's the ultimate measure.
And that's super tough to quantify, you know, like from a technology standpoint. Yeah. But all the qualitative data that we get is all around that. The second big trend is all about short form video. It is table stakes that you have to do today. If you're not doing short form Instagram reels, you don't have to do TikTok, but like get on TikTok if you're interested. Like it depends on what your target market is, right? Yep. But TikTok-esque videos of some looking just like this, talking in the microphone, sharing a quick, pithy, nice hook at the beginning, showing yourself as a knowledgeable individual and providing value. That is, you have to do it. And it sucks. And you're going to hate the way that you look, sound, and the videos that you've done. But you just got to do it because it's the stuff that gets the best engagement. So opposite of what we were just talking about a minute ago, that's how you get a lot more exposure and how people start following you. And then the educational content is actually what converts them from passive followers to clients.
Well, and that's like what we were talking about earlier. That's the difference between a following and a community. I guess you want to build the following first, and then you can convert them into a community or somebody that's a little bit more engaged in your content or reaching out on a DM. So I'm going to give you a funny TikTok story.
I love it.
I fought TikTok for years. Talking to a really good friend of mine, Mark, and Mark said, you have to do TikTok. I said, there's not a chance on earth that somebody wants to watch me pointing the air and dancing. I'm not going to do it. He said, let's just do the educational content, the same thing you're doing on Instagram anyway, and we'll just put it on TikTok. I'll run it for you. I'll help you with it. I said, fine. As long as I don't have to dance, we're good. So
you don't have a dancer, Brian? Come on.
No, I'm not dancing. I'm not. You don't want to see this. You don't want to see it.
Sorry to interrupt.
80s, so right there, it's an issue. But so I'm not joking. 45 days later, after he started the account, there was a lead that came through in my DM. It was a random person in Colorado that wanted to purchase a. She was a first-time home buyer in Colorado. I'm in Chicago, so I mean the reach is just incredible, and the stuff works by building a follow and creating engagement.
It's that simple, right? Mm-hmm. And if you keep on doing it, more leads will follow. Mm-hmm. And that's the name of the game, dude. It's free. That's the thing that people don't understand. It's like, this is the best form. Like, you know, you can go to 100 different realtor offices in a week, right? And or maybe 2 weeks or a month, right? Like that,
and
is
spend a
hard.
Fortune on lunches and breakfast, right?
You can go in and talk to thousands of people every day from your and have pajama pants on, like, and no one will ever know, you know. And you don't, you're spending any money on it, but you're out there and you're in their living rooms, you're in the palm of their hand.
Yeah,
it's that easy.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and the stuff works. There's just no doubt about it.
That's right.
All right. So, Joe, thanks for jumping on with me. This was hugely helpful. Social Coach is a great product, and I'm glad we're buddies. We stay in touch, and thanks for spending the time, brother.
Brian, thank you so much, and same to you, buddy. And you give me a lot of hope that there's a lot of people that can do it and want to do it, and it's just fun, right? And it's literally for everybody. Yep. And so just keep it up, bro. You're doing awesome out there. You're an inspiration to me to keep on creating and level up my game on my content too. So I appreciate you, bro.
Huge compliment. Thanks, brother.
See ya. Appreciate it.
Follow The Closing Table everywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you found value here, invite a colleague or friend who could benefit from a visit too. To connect with Brian, visit connectwithbw.com. We'll see you next time at The Closing Table with Brian Weiss.